For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The man accused in a mail bombing campaign targeting Democrats and critics of President Trump is a former bouncer and bodybuilder, according to his cousin. 56-year-old Cesar Sayoc of Florida is charged so far with 5 federal crimes. President Trump says law enforcement did an incredible job.
The FBI, Secret Service, so many. I mean, they just got together and did a fantastic job, like finding a needle in a haystack.
Asked by reporters if he plans to tone down his rhetoric, the president said he bears no blame, saying there have been similar attacks on Republicans by another party in the past. FBI Director Chris Wray says it's possible other bombs, allegedly built and made by Cesar Sayoc, could still be out there.
There may be other packages in transit now.
None of the devices have exploded. Michigan State has stopped distributing payments to alleged victims of former sports director Larry Nassar, saying several people are now under investigation for fraudulent claims. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves Liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
President Trump addresses a White House gathering known as the Young Black Leadership Summit, the president expressing confidence in the success of the young people in attendance.
Who in this room wants to be president someday? So it's an ambitious group. That's great.
Trump received 8% of the African-American vote in the 2016 election. Megyn Kelly is out. NBC says other Today co-anchors will host the show next week. Kelly ran into trouble after saying on the air that it is not always inappropriate for white people to dress in blackface on Halloween. Her show debuted in September of last year. Her contract estimated to be worth $20 million a year. Everything is on the table when it comes to new measures to stop illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border. So says Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen as a slow-moving migrant caravan from Central America continues northward in Mexico.
We need additional funding to continue building the border wall system. We need personnel to secure the border. And we need laws that work for the American people.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Healthcare is an issue many people are talking about as we head into the 2018 midterm election. With more, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Democrats are proposing a Medicare for All plan. That plan would make federal health insurance available for all Americans. Currently, it's only available for Americans age 65 and older. But what would this plan mean for you and your family? I had a chance to sit down and chat with Hadley Heath Manning. She is a policy director at the Independent Women's Forum, and I asked her what a Medicare for All type program or plan would do to your health care.
I think we have to be very careful who might ultimately be the victim here. It sounds like a good idea to give everybody basically the same insurance coverage, but we've got programs in place today that are specifically designed for certain populations.
She points out that Medicaid was designed for people with low incomes and Medicare for senior citizens. A woman in Mexico who had her belly button removed to get back at her estranged family now regrets her operation. The 23-year-old's family didn't approve of her massive tattoos, split tongue and piercings, so she impulsively had the belly button removed and sent it to her boyfriend. She became infected. Now, 3 years later, she says she was too impulsive. Sound of the closing bell on the New York Stock Exchange, where the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 296 points, or 1.2%, to 24,688. It was down as much as 539 earlier. The S&P 500 lost 46 points. The NASDAQ dropped 151 points, or 2.1%, to 7,167. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.